You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the latest episode of Locked On Pac-12, where we give you everything you need to know about the Conference of Champions. This episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Today is a very special day. We are giving you a Pac-12 South preview. And joining me today is going to be a slew of guests. We're going to have multiple guest co-hosts today, a roundtable discussion with some of the hosts from the Locked On Pac-12 South schools. That would include Locked On Wildcats, Michael Luke, Locked On Utes, Brian Brown, and a new addition will be Locked On Sun Devils, Richie Bradshaw. So you're going to have to give him a special welcome. Okay, so joining me now is all the fellas. Thank you all for being here. I hope you're having a great day. I do not even want to make this more complicated than necessary. This is a lot of people we're having on at once to talk, but super excited about the season starting. We have Locked On Wildcats host Michael Luke, Locked On Sun Devils, Richie Bradshaw, and a little later, Locked On Utes host Brian Brown will be joining us. So I want to start off by mentioning that the Pac-12 has officially announced that they will be joining an alliance with the Big Ten and the ACC. Now, what that means, I'm not fully sure. I'm still trying to get the gist of it. Do any of you know?
I think it's one of those things. I think travel-wise, you got to try to figure it out, and I'm curious what everybody else thinks, but this is basically, I think, a way to protect yourself from kind of an SEC monopoly. Because if you everybody knows that football takes care of everything. So if you have Clemson and you have Ohio State, which are the two programs that really matter here, along with Oregon, USC, it gives you a little bit of a bulwark against an SEC right now that's probably got seven of the top 10 programs in all of college football, something like that.
Okay. That's Michael's opinion. Richie, you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I would just say I think he nailed it. Right now, the SEC definitely has a monopoly on the power school teams after adding Texas and Oklahoma. It's going to be really hard to compete numbers-wise and talent-wise with that. So what the Pac-12 is doing with the rest of the conferences by making this alliance together, they're going to do their darndest to stay competitive and stay relevant as the SEC continues to grow and expand.
Okay. All right. So let's dive into this little roundtable discussion about the teams and the upcoming season. It's literally around the corner. I feel like I've been saying that multiple weeks now, but it truly is around the corner now. We have a little bit of rivals in here. I love this. Richie is going to be the Locked On Sun Devils host and covering ASU. And Michael, of course, is covering those Wildcats. Usually Michael gives us a good breakdown of ASU. So it's going to be fun talking to these guys all season. But Michael, tell me what we need to know about your Wildcats, starting with that quarterback battle.
Well, you know what? The old saying that if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any. That might be the case with Arizona, because Jed Fish announced today that Gunnar Cruz and Will Plummer will split snaps against against BYU in this first game. And that was a little bit of a surprise. I think people thought that he might choose one. But if you've been out at practice, unlike, a situation like Richie, where you've got a guy in Jaden Daniels who, if he's not starting, something went really wrong along the way. We have two guys that have been fairly, okay in camp. That's pretty much the best way that you can put it right now. And so, it was a little bit of a surprise, but I think it also showed, too, that Jed Fish just doesn't feel comfortable with where he's at right now with his guys, and he's going to let him prove it on the field.
Is that like a panic kind of situation, or is it one of those, we're just going to let it play out?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's kind of a cop-out, I think, but it's a little bit of both because, neither one of these guys have really set the world on fire. And a lot of times in college football, you find gamers. You find guys that, aren't great in practice, but once the lights come on, somehow they're good. And I think that Jed Fish is hoping that, come the first couple games of the season, that somebody's going to be able to pick that up. I don't know that we're going to see that, but I at least understand the thought process behind it.
Yeah. We've been doing previews of, you know, the upcoming season already when it comes to the Wildcats. So I don't feel like we need to refresh our Pac-12 listeners too much on what to expect from the Wildcats. Michael has let us know it might be a rough year for them, but they're going to hold on.
When you're over under in Vegas, it's 2.5 wins. Probably not going to be a great season for you. That's the best way I could probably put it.
Richie, I would love to know your opinion of the Wildcats, seeing as you, you know, kind of have a good perspective of them as well, being on the rival side.
Well, I'd like to start by saying 70-7. And then I will continue with this. They look like they are in a rebuild mode right now. I was a huge fan when they brought in the previous head coach, who's Kevin Sumlin. When they brought in Kevin Sumlin, I was a big fan because he can absolutely recruit. Did a great job when he was at Texas A&M, bringing guys in and getting guys to buy into the culture. Unfortunately, it just never turned into wins for them. And that seemed like it was going to be kind of the case with U of A. They thankfully gave up on the Kevin Sumlin experiment nice and early before they let him get his roots settled in and cause the program to take massive steps backwards. Now that they've hired the new head coach, he's from the New England Patriots, I believe. I can't think of his name at the moment, but yes, thank you. Now that he's there, they should be able to get that train moving in the right direction again. I think it is going to take a little bit to get back on track. It wasn't that long ago that U of A was Pac-12 South contenders. In fact, I believe with Rich Rod, they might have won the Pac-12 South one of those years. So yep. I think U of A can get back on track. It's just a matter of getting the right people in place. And as many of us know, that college football fans, rebuilds typically take about 2-3, sometimes even 4 years, because you got to wait for your new coach's recruits to actually get into the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I second all that.
Okay. Well, if you want to continue to get, you know, Wildcats info throughout the season, you make sure you check out Locked on Wildcats with Michael Luke. He's going to keep you all in the loop and give you everything you need to know about them. Coming up next, we will dive into the ASU Sun Devils. Brian Brown from Locked on Utes will be joining us to talk about Utah and some of the other Pac-12 South schools. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything. And whether it's for your classic or daily driver, you can get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. All right, we're talking Pac-12 South with a few of our Pac-12 South hosts. Some of them you already know, like Brian Brown from Locked On Utes, who has decided to join us. Someone who is new to the table is Richie Bradshaw for Locked On Sun Devils. Richie, we're super excited to have you joining Locked On podcast. Are you excited about the season and like what, you know, covering the season?
Yes, I'm super excited to be joining Locked On with so many great podcasts that you guys have put out. I'm really excited to be kickstarting the Locked On Sun Devils podcast. And I'm even more excited about what the season has in store for us. I think this could be a very promising year for all the locals out in Tempe, all those crazy party kids. I think we're in store for something good this year.
Okay. I mean, that's what we're here to talk about. I will say Michael Luke has gone on record on a multiple shows and said that he thinks that ASU is the team to beat this season in the Pac-12. He thinks that ASU is actually going to take it all. Now, I am not against those sentiments, even though we all know who I root for. But what I will say is Do you feel like there are any concerns with actually achieving that, considering what's going on with the NCAA investigation and the assistant coaches being on paid leave? Like, what do you think that is contributing to this season?
I think it's a huge distraction for the outside world, but I think that right now the Sun Devils coaching staff, including Herm Edwards and the players, are really focused in on this season rather than focusing on everything else that's going around. Whether or not that is the right thing to do morally is up in the air, depends on who you ask. But in terms of just football, these guys are all bought in right now on this season. They're very excited for the potential that they have. I think that they could be contenders for the Pac-12 South. I'm curious about the Pac-12 as a whole. There's a few teams they got to get through in the South first, Utah being one of them, and USC and UCLA, I believe, will also present a challenge. All of those teams have solidified options quarterback-wise. They have good weapons on defense. They all have great coaches, and ASU is definitely going to be up against the wall trying to get past these guys. But what I will tell you is ASU has a lot of talent coming back. You have a lot of incoming freshmen, and you have a lot of redshirt freshmen who didn't get to play much last year. Obviously, Arizona State only played 4 games last year. You only got a small sample size of what's to come. The biggest guy that everyone is excited for, partially because of his name, but partially because of how exciting he was in high school, is Chad Johnson Jr. And for people who don't know, Chad Johnson Jr. is the son of the legendary Chad Ochocinco of the longtime Cincinnati Bengals. Everyone is really excited for this kid to see if he can get it going. There's a lot of size at the wide receiver spot for Arizona State too.
That's huge, because I feel like that's probably a space where they needed some help, I would say. Yes, Chad Ochocinco's son, Chad Johnson Jr., is on the team. I have actually heard great things about him throughout camp. What would you say is the strongest position group for ASU?
Like I said, I really like that wide receiver spot because you also have guys like Brian Thompson coming from Utah. Brian should be intimately familiar with him. You also have a kid by the name of Andre Johnson, who, to my knowledge, is not related to NFL Andre Johnson, but he's been balling out in preseason training camp, and everyone is really, really excited about him. If you can get this huge group of receivers to stand out, you've got the potential of something really special to be going on offense. Not to mention, you also have a couple really good running backs. We got to talk about Chip Trianum and Rashad White, who absolutely lit it up for Arizona State last year. And the part of defense that I'm really, really excited about is the secondary. You've got 2 legit NFL prospects between Jack Jones, and now I'm drawing a blank. Chase
Lucas. Come on, Brian, help him out.
Chase Lucas and Jack Jones.
If I'm very, very excited. I'm just going to screw it up. So, that's what Cindy and I, that's our job here on the podcast, is to mispronounce everything. But no,
only the hard names. Chase Lucas, we know. We know Chase.
Yeah. Yes. Chase has been around for a while. He was actually an freshman All American way back when. I believe this is technically his 5th year now, because he was able to redshirt last year after a super shortened year. But there was a point in time where Chase Lucas was looked at as a legitimate NFL prospect, and he still has that upside. Him and Jack Jones lined up in that secondary is going to give Arizona State a very tough defense to try and throw on, not to mention the pass rush up front. You've got the – oh, my goodness, I'm going to forget his name. Omar Norman Lott. He is a freshman defensive tackle. He's going to be taking over for – Jermaine Lowell, who was looking like a potential All-American after the season he had last year. Well, the Sun Devils are really, really excited about Norman Lott and believe that he can take over for Lowell's absence and keep ASU's defense right up near the top of the Pac-12 rankings.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be keeping our eyes on the Sun Devils. Now, you make sure you check out Locked On Sun Devils when it drops. When is your first episode?
Next Monday, so August 30th.
Okay, August 30th is the day. You make sure you tune in. Coming up next, we're going to check in with Brian and talk some locks on Utah Utes. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk. Utah Utes. And yeah, Richie's going to stick around and join the convo as well. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest, open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo equals make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. Use promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. Okay, we are talking Pac-12 South teams. We are joined by some of the Pac-12 South hosts for Locked On. We've been talking to Richie Bradshaw from Locked On Sun Devils, Brian Brown from Locked On Utes. Earlier, Michael Luke was on here from Locked On Wildcats. I have to get Brian's opinion, thoughts, all of that good stuff about this alliance with the Big Ten and ACC. Brian, we talked to Richie and Michael a little bit earlier about it, but I have to get your opinion.
That's what the money comes in for, is my opinions, right? That's where it all starts and stops. I got to be honest, I got a little bit of PTSD because I worked for the Salt Lake Stallions, which were a pro team in the Spring League for the Alliance of American Football. So every time I hear the Alliance, it makes me think of my old job working for the pro football team. And I think, like, wait a second, what's going on here? Are we bringing back the hot shots? Do the Stallions ride again? Are we going to see all this stuff? But no, it's not. What it is I think it's exactly what we talked about the other day with our good friend, Commissioner George Klyavkov, where he is trying to quiet down some of the vibrations. And that's exactly what this was. It was a simple announcement, a gentleman's agreement, as they called it on the press conference, where they're basically saying, hey, we're going to do something so you guys can all stop talking about this. We can go on with the season. You don't have to worry about it. And the biggest thing I think is that as we look across the landscape of college football, the Death Star of the sport that we all know and love is the SEC and ESPN conjoining into this massive super league that they're trying to create. And this is essentially the announcement of the Rebel Alliance. It's not anything official. There's no attacks yet. There's nothing actually on paper, as we mentioned. And I know that Twitter loves to have fun and enjoy themselves with all the banter and everything like that. But really, these kinds of deals, these kinds of organizations take time to iron out contracts. So the fact that they're announcing it is them trying to say, hey, we got this. Y'all don't worry about it. And I really do have confidence in George Klyavkov that he does. He has this.
Okay. That's fair. I think from my opinion, like my point of view, it seems like if anything, the Alliance is going to just promise that there's going to be some games crossing between them and not necessarily like a conjoined conference, right?
Yeah, and that's the part that I think really what it does is it organizes them into a force to where now ESPN can't just singularly bargain with the SEC and do all their college playoff dealings, because that's the part about this that really I think stands out amongst it is that there's no real official body that runs the college football playoff. All it is TV contracts. And so what this does is it now kind of puts that into, hey, we're still going to have to expand. You know, we're still going to do this. How we're going to do it, we're going to make sure all these teams find a way to play each other, develop some cross-country rivalries. You know, I'm sure that they'll find some ways to do some things to where it's some neutral field games. And there's been a lot of discussion in college football about maybe doing things like playing bowl games at the start of the season instead of the very end, because that's a more fun matchup. More people can get to the games. You can find better venues. You know, you could play a bowl game in Boise and it actually might be nice for once rather than freezing cold. So this kind of is the initial step towards that, right? Like the SEC went and hit the beehive, and now the bees are all swarming around, but they're starting to kind of form into a mass. Like, I don't know if you ever watched cartoons when you were kids, but like when the bees like forms into the human being, we're at that stage, right? And then we're going to start seeing that human bee, so to speak, like go after the enemy, which is the SEC.
All right. Okay, so we've been talking Pac-12 South teams. Brian, we need to know what's going on with Utah in this quarterback battle. I've heard whispers about who is named the quarterback, but then your head coach claims that that is not the case yet.
Yeah, Kyle Whittingham is just letting us all know that it's his world and we're just living in it. So despite the fact that multiple reporters in the area, multiple people close to the program, multiple sources have shared with a variety of people that Charlie Brewer is going to be the starter, Kyle Whittingham decided to come out and say Monday, well, you'll really find out on Thursday, but you've got a 50-50 chance of being right, which in the words of Steve Bartle, one of those reporters said, scared the living stuff out of me. You know, when you attach your name to one of those reports, you want to be right and you want to be accurate. And maybe Kyle Whittingham's decided to, you know, just let everybody sweat, because that's what Kyle Whittingham gets to do when you're 16 years into a program, being the best head coach probably in the history. You know, you get to do stuff like that. But the reality is, if we've really known unofficially all along it was going to be Charlie Brewer. I think the one thing that has started to come out from camp as camp has ended and they're now transitioning into their weekly game prep with school starting at the University of Utah is that they're more concerned about health up front on the offensive line. And that is important because Charlie Brewer is a guy who comes from Baylor. He's played behind some awful offensive lines there before. He's suffered some injuries. And so they really need to get that squared away first and foremost. You know, and the other part about it too, this wasn't really supposed to be a long lasting competition. It was supposed to be a week and Charlie Brewer was just going to win it. And Cameron Rising just dragged it out because he was playing so well, which really puts Utah in a good position, right? Because they've got a first stringer and they've got a first string caliber guy at the backup.
All right. We've been giving you updates on all these schools, you know, throughout this offseason. So no need to dive too deep into Utah. We already know what's been going on over there. Thank you for that, Brian. Some quick updates on some of the other Pac-12 schools. USC is losing a player to a medical retire. Brian, can you say his name? Because I really don't want to mess it up.
Joseph Iosefa. He's been there for a little bit and sad to see this happen.
Yeah, battling knee injuries and decided it's time to hang it up. It happens. We all have to find that moment that, you know, it ain't for us no more. It happens to the best of us. I've been there. I actually came to terms with it way before it was actually time for me to be done. But long story short there, it happens. It's kind of the part of the game. It's, you know, you can't play forever. Along with that, some injuries to some Cal players. It was safety. Let me not say his name wrong. Craig Woodson and linebacker Blake Anzulados. I hope I said that right. It sounds right. They will be out for the whole season with injuries that were sustained during preseason training camp. It sucks because that's the one struggle about preseason. You want to go hard and prepare for your season, but situations like that could happen and then you miss out on the whole season. So with that being said, there's going to be, you know, some injuries, more injuries, I guess I'm sure to report on. I hate that part of the game, but it is what it is. Anything you guys want to add before we close out? Because it's been great having you on. I definitely want to do more roundtable discussions about more like Pac-12 topics where everyone can chime in and actually debate and stuff like that. But it was great to have you on and give us like previews. Any last minute thoughts? Richie?
I just got to say, I'm really excited for this season. Like I already mentioned, I think ASU has a lot of positives going their way right now. I look forward to matchups with Utah, with USC, and with UCLA. to decide the fate of the Pac-12 South. I think it's one of those four teams that's going to take the crown this year.
Fair, fair. Brian?
Yeah, it's the fury road of the Pac-12 seasons. You've got five Pac-12 teams in the preseason AP Top 25. That's thrilling to me because I love watching this conference. It's always chaos. I cannot wait for Pac-12 After Dark. My Twitter feed is going to be lit. I'm sure Richie and I will be going back and forth and having a lot of fun every single week but one, because that's how we do it here on the Pac-12 or the Locked On Pac-12 podcast, Locked On Pac podcast network. We just get litty and have fun. And that's what this sport is all about. And I'm going to be on Cindy all the time when she starts talking about USC, that she's going to need a slower roll, because we all know that it's going to be either Utah, ASU, or UCLA that wins the South. Right?
Yeah, right. It's for sure USC. Get over that. Okay. I'm letting you know that right now. I would love to have you guys like take turns taking over the Locked On Pac-12 Twitter handle. For those of you that don't know, you can go ahead and follow that LO_Pac-12. And then you can follow these two at Richie. What's your Twitter handle?
It's RichieBrads36.
Okay. And Brian's is BrownBearSLC. I know that one by heart by now. I should. And then mine is _CindyRobinson. Really quick, for those of you into betting, check out the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. So follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. Then you can follow the Locked On Pac-12 podcast, the Locked On Utes podcast, the Locked On Wildcats podcast, and the Locked On Sun Devils podcast. And I think there will be a Locked On Trojans podcast being added on Monday as well. All on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Do not miss out, guys. These are going to be great shows to keep you up to date on the Pac-12. And of course, as always, stay locked on the Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.